Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 43 for week 44 of the Rotary year, May 6th, 2019. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Now, even though we didn't have a formal meeting this past Thursday, Club 27 was well represented at the District 6000 conference luncheon, where our own Suku Radia was the featured speaker. His comments regarding his Rotary experience that began in his home country of Uganda and progressed to Des Moines is at once compelling and impressive. Suku sure knows how to hold an audience, and he didn't fail to deliver in his message that community service is calling, no need for stalling. In addition to members from across the district, there were two former district governors who were in attendance from District 6960, which encompasses Broward, Miami-Dade, and Monroe counties in Florida, and the Grand Bahama Island, home to current Rotary International President Barry Rassen. They were specifically appointed by President Rassen to be his personal ambassadors to our district's conference. What is unique about these two governors from District 6960 is that they're married, to each other, of course, and served back-to-back governorships. Let's learn more from past District 6960 governors Peter and Cindy Dora.
Welcome to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout. I have a unique opportunity to share with all of you today in that I am welcoming two consecutive district governors who followed each other in the great state of Florida. And so I'm visiting with Pete and Cindy Dora from Florida. They're great. They're greeting us here at District 6000's conference on behalf of Rotary International's President Barry Rassen. And Pete was kind enough to offer words of congratulations and welcome to the district conference today. But I thought it would be an interesting opportunity to share with the listeners here at President Sean's Rotary Roundabout the unique opportunity that both of you had to follow each other consecutively as district governors in your respective district in Florida. So I thought if you could share a little bit about that, share a little bit about how you got into Rotary, and my gosh, the passion that you have clearly exhibited over the years. So welcome.
Well, thank you. We're happy to be here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Of course.
We love Iowa. It's a great state, and we certainly appreciate supporting your district and your governor.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how long ago, who was the first governor?
I was, yeah.
Pete was. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when was that?
That was 2014-15.
So okay.
That was Light Up Rotary. You had to be very careful where you put the comma in that one.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made that clear.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. And then, Cindy, you followed the year after.
I followed 15-16, and we had a wonderful gift. We had a title, motto for our year was Be a Gift to the World.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
So it was perfect. Rotary International President Ravi Ravindran from Sri Lanka, and it was an amazing year and a great motto, and we had a lot of fun with it.
Great. And so your district is in Florida, and how many clubs are involved with that district?
I think we have 51 or 52 okay. right now and mm-hmm. about 2,300 members. So.
Wow, good sized groups. So how did you become interested or attracted to a little broader leadership in Rotary than just being club president?
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting about Rotary is you reach a certain plateau that you aspire to. And then, at least for me, the experience has always been that I get there and I look out and it turns out that what I thought was the top of a mountain is just one more hill on the way to a bigger mountain range. And so, as I became club president, I was introduced to the idea that there was this thing called a district and that it had leadership and that it had opportunities to serve. And so, for a number of years, we served at the district level and eventually said, well, you know, maybe we should try to serve as governor. So it evolved over time.
Great. So it was a tag team match then, right?
Well, not really. I I'm a very outgoing
I would not have guessed.
Personality. thank you. But Pete and I make a very good team because I tend to be a little bit more gregarious and outgoing, and he's a little bit more subdued, but a great thinker. And my expectation, although I am so proud of our service, but my service, particularly for Rotary as a female, but my vision really was to be a supportive spouse. And although I did have aspirations, we have 5 children. We're very active in our community, which is Fort Myers, Florida, which is the southwest part of the state. And so initially, it was really more to be a supportive spouse and go through the process with him. And quite frankly, he encouraged me to pursue the opportunity.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So where did you have your international meetings? Did you both go to the international conference?
Yes.
Where were those years?
Well, the first one we went to that was part of our governor walk was in Sao Paulo.
Great.
In Brazil. That was really very neat.
Yes.
And you know, you talk about you go to a place and you see the world from different eyes. And that community did a great job of putting on a Rotary International Convention. But it was a different kind of convention with a different atmosphere mm-hmm. than many of them. It was mm-hmm. a lot less formal, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we also saw a city that's not really a tourist destination as much as a working city in you know that part of the world.
Sure.
So it was very interesting to see and meet the people there, the lovely people, a lot of fun, great, very friendly, but very different from some of the other places we've gone.
Sure, sure. And where was it your year, Cindy?
Well, we went to Korea.
Wow.
And we had a wonderful time because even though it is on the other side of the planet, so many Rotarians came out for that international convention. And it was absolutely wonderful because now especially, you know, our relationships in Korea are significant. And Rotary is taking such great strides to
yes.
enhance the world, humankind, if you will, participation, because we have recognized as Rotarians, the key is peace, the key is understanding, the key is working together
right.
to make a difference in the world. So yeah. Korea was an amazing convention, and we have great memories.
Oh, fantastic. Now, are you planning to go to Germany this year?
Well, not this year. Our youngest daughter is getting married, and that is...
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. But that is consuming our summer.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I have 4 children. My wife and I have 4 children, and we haven't gotten to that point yet.
Oh, yes. Well, when she announced the date of her wedding, of course, we were thrilled for her, but we immediately said, oh, so much for Germany
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
But we do plan on... we were in Toronto last year, Atlanta the year before that,
yes.
and we're very proud to serve on the Atlanta HOC committee, which was the planning committee for the International Convention.
Well, that's the one that I had an opportunity to attend.
Oh, good.
And thoroughly enjoyed it. And as you say, Pete, it's a situation where you think you're at one level, but then you get a little bit different perspective, and all of a sudden, my gosh, the breadth and scope of what Rotary really comes about in those international meetings.
Oh,
so they're fantastic.
Well, yeah, the international conventions are easily the best opportunity to feel the internationality
yes.
of Rotary and to really get a strong sense that, and one of the things that's really comforting about it is that there are people like us, not exactly like us, but with similar aspirations and similar values all around the world who are prepared to do the same things. And you know, that's part of what makes the Rotary Foundation work so well for instance.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit how you actually first got started in Rotary.
Well, I was first introduced to Rotary a long time ago when I came home from college and my father wanted me to come to his Rotary Club and to an event that they were holding.
Uh-huh.
And so I had no idea what Rotary was, but the event was interesting. And I got to see and hear Dick Vitale give a presentation to a group of local athletes in our community.
Fantastic.
A program that our Rotary Club still sponsors. So
great.
Years after that, I was offered a chance to become a charter member of a Rotary Club. So I did
wow.
that. And then Cindy joined my dad's club, and a few years after that, I joined what is now our club. So it's been a
And you got involved because?
Well, initially, I was a banker at the time, and it was two things, and they're important. The first being networking, which used to be a no-no. You don't talk about networking, right? This is, but it was a very good business decision for me. And my sponsor at the time said, you need to do this. And of course, my father-in-law was very excited to have me join his club.
Sure.
The other piece of it, though, really involved service. And Pete and I, it sounds cheesy, but we are servants to the community. I mean, we recognize it's the more you give, the more you get.
Isn't that true?
And that selfless attitude. And, you know, you tell your children that, and it's not about money and it's not about prestige. It's about serving the world.
Yeah.
And that's how you make the world a better place.
Wow. What a great story. What a great testimony.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Well, friends, we've been visiting with past district governors from 6960 in Florida, Pete and Cindy Dora. And we're visiting with them here at the District 6000 conference in West Des Moines. And if you ever have the opportunity to stop by a district conference, you should. If you ever have the opportunity to go to international conference, you should. As we've been talking about the importance and the breadth of the international flavor of what Rotary is all about. So thank you again for joining me on Rotary Roundabout, and I hope to see all of you around Rotary.
Our pleasure. This is a great idea.
Thank you.
What a wonderful couple doing good things for their Rotary District and beyond. There are a couple of other events that you'll be interested in coming up here in May and June. Once a year, the Rotary clubs in the greater Des Moines area gather together as one Rotary for education, fellowship, and community service. An educational forum is held on a different topic each year with a keynote speaker and panel. Past topics have included water quality, human rights, and mental health. This year's Civitas Forum is on May 29th, beginning at 4:30 p.m. at the West Des Moines Hilton Hotel, and is focused on hunger and hunger security. After the forum, attendees visit with local nonprofits who can provide programs and services relative to this year's topic. Income from the event is donated to a variety of these nonprofits. This is the fifth year of Rotarians Making the World a Better Place, starting right here in Des Moines. The other special event will be our own International Summit on Monday, June 10th. Plan now to join us for an afternoon featuring guest speaker Roger Thoreau, the 2009 Action Against Hunger's Award recipient, renowned author, international correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, and fellow for Global Agricultural and Food Policy for Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Registration and poster exhibits open from 12:30 to 1, and then from 1 to 4, the program will begin. Now, free parking is in Iowa Methodist's parking garage located on the west side of the Iowa Methodist campus at the corner of Pleasant Street and 14th Place. Now, this coming Thursday, the Communications Committee will be meeting at 11 a.m., followed by our own meeting at noon, which will feature Tiffany O'Donnell with Women Lead Change. If you know of someone who might be interested in hearing Tiffany's presentation, please invite them to be your guest. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope that you are, please share them and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening. And as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.